You are listening to Talking Out of Slot, the podcast about having fun with toy cars. And I'm talking quite quickly because we're worried that the software is going to fall over. Anyway, if you want to listen to it normal speed, just slow your computer down a little bit. Anyway, I'm Scott and I've had too much caffeine.
I'm Nick and I haven't had much caffeine at all. I've been cleaning a real car outside on the drive, celebrating the arrival of non-rain.
Well, two things of note, one of which people will possibly want to picture, the other one they won't. I ate my lunch outside today in the back garden, first time this year, and I'm wearing shorts, so I won't stand up.
Fair enough.
It wasn't that warm, but I just felt enough's enough, you know, I'm going to defy the weather gods. So a bit of a difference this week. We've had the first of what we thought is going to be a regular thing, but we were so excited we hadn't prepared the rest of the show, so we just got straight in. It's the top 10 slot cars on sale from Pendle Slot Racing this week. So,
ta-da!
Thank you to Pendle Slot Racing for doing the hard work in compiling the list. So, in time-honoured form, we're going to go backwards. And
we should be clear. These are new sales. These are not pre-orders that are being posted out.
A very good point. This is actually money changed hands, cars winged or winging their way to happy customers. Shall we just mention, I think, some that are sort of bubbling under, I think is the term that gets used by the disc jockeys. in my head, the music is playing, but I won't put it on there. To some, but not real surprise, two Flys and two NSRs, the two Fly Porsche 911s with safari bits, because they've had a little bit of a splurge of them, haven't they? So one is the white one and one's the green one, and these have got extra fog lamps and occasionally...
I suppose if you tool up for roof racks and spotlights, you've got to get your money's worth, haven't you?
They are quite nice, though. I am quite fond of a Fly 911. I know it's not the right shape, and I know the arches are too wide, and all that, but they do look good.
I'm fond of a Fly 911. I like the old rear motor. Stick a bunch of lead in the nose and it works just fine.
Oh, I don't do any of that stuff. Slightly more, obviously just bubbling under, possibly slightly more expensive as well. Two NSRs. And interesting, they're both the Gulf liveried Aston Martins from 2013, I think, wasn't it?
That's correct. When one of them, I don't know if it's the car modelled or either of the cars modelled, was the last or most recent fatal accident that was had at Le Mans. So not sure on that. I shall look it up during the course of the programme.
You're not fond of... what do you call them? The death cars?
The death cars, yes. It's an Italian thing. It's an Italian tribute, apparently, to have such a vehicle in your fleet, and that's fine. In Italy.
I'm just looking to the side there where my boxed dual-wielder Ferrari 126 is sitting. But anyway, we wouldn't dwell on that. So those are bubbling up. So we're now, excitement unbounded, we're getting to the top 10. And interesting, in at number 10, a Penelope Pit Lane Connaught B-Type.
So I am quite excited by that.
You are?
I'll be honest. I always wanted to get that kit when it was first out 10, 15 years ago from Penelope Pit Lane. And so I think they've been retooling them. They've been lightening the bodies. They've been sharpening them up a bit. And... some are now compatible with the, Polycar chassis, and some of them are still sticking with the old brass Penelope Pit Lane. It's not brass, it's, it's not cubic zirconia, whatever it is. It's a metal chassis that you fold up yourself with metal origami, and it has a slimline FF motor that goes in there.
What did you say? This was the brass one, I understood. What was the other?
Zinc. It's a zinc chassis.
Oh, zinc. I understand,
yes.
Zinc.
Yeah. Not cubic zirconia, obviously.
Cubic zirconia was... I mean, that's... Again, is that a NASCAR driver? No.
That's a... it's a jazzy sort of thing to make your chassis out of, that's for sure.
Yes. Okay. Number nine. not a surprise, but another kit, the Pendle PCS kit of the Ford Supervan Mark One. For those unfamiliar with what a Transit Supervan is, I remember this as a kid. I remember seeing a video and the real thing at a motor show. It's a Transit into which they put the engine, I think, from a GT40 and the transmission in the back.
Wasn't it a DFV?
I don't think it was on the first one.
Okay.
I think it was a bit, but I could be wrong. I should have done the research before. My recollection
is amateur hour. What are we doing?
No, this is good for us because I've got things written down. This is peak professionals. anyway, it was a very exciting thing because it was, you know, it was a beast and they built it and it went round on promotional tours. Had a very, very deep effect on me as a child because I spent a number of times and then a lot of other people's money building daft things like that when I had the opportunity to do so. So like mid-engine Daigos and stuff. So putting engines in the wrong place on vehicles is something I heartily approve of. I would never build a kit though. So this is one where I'd have to get you to build it for me. So maybe.
It's a kit that I don't want the Supervan one, although it is very nicely done, I have to say. And credits to the talents of Mr. Rob Bushell, who helped PCS get that conversion done. I mean, the original kit of the Transit, I really, really want. Obviously, professionals, other TV series of the era. It's a staple. I need one. I need several of them. My budget doesn't quite stretch to them at the moment because you're basically looking at 100 quid. It's quite a big financial ask to do one, but it's a very nice kit when you do. So that one, I think, is quite a limited run. So get them while you can. It's a good thing.
Rob's channel, which is Swift Slots, he's got two videos, I think, of him building the kit. So if you want to see how to do it and how to avoid any pitfalls and get that finish that he does, then that's go and have a look at those. Number 8, another Fly, and then another Porsche, a 917. Can you guess what?
Calsaprice.
Can you guess what colour it is? It's the Gulf livery from Daytona in 1970.
Okay.
So, you know, I can.
It might have been released before, it might not. It's quite hard to tell.
I don't think it has it? Certainly not. It's got some sort of sticky tape on the front.
It does seem to have a few bandages on the schnoz.
And it reminds me, I've got the one. You know the one with the bit missing at the front?
Yes.
In reality, and then they made a model of that. I've got that somewhere. I must take it out. Okay. Number 7, NSR Mosler. I can't say it properly, the anniversary one. Go on, what's this?
Yeah, well, Salvatore Noviello's anniversary, I'm not sure which anniversary it is.
11th, apparently.
Right.
So I don't know much about
it. It might be the anniversary of his passing.
I think it is.
And obviously the Mosler was the car that really made the NSR brand. It was the car that Salvatore raced to enormous success. It's a nice tribute to a good guy.
Okay, there you go. And I presume it's got sort of go faster bits, has it? Or is it just a pretty box? I don't know. It's passes me by, that sort of thing. Now, into top 6, another Fly, another Porsche. This time, a 911. And it's another Safari 911, because there's a couple of them outside the top 10. But this is the one which is weighed down, enhanced, maybe that's the right one, extra sort of roof rack and rhubars and extra tyres on the top and fuel tanks and things. I mean, it's practically a service van. But apparently it's what the car actually did the rally like.
Do you take it that these are not being bought for competitive use?
Are any Fly 911s bought for competitive use?
Yeah, I race one.
It appeals to me, I have to say, because I just like the fact that it's got all of those extra bits of gubbins on it.
Yeah.
I probably won't get one. Then, a bit like the glory days of the Jam or the Beatles or Ed Sheeran. The next three are all kind of from the same album, as it were, which are three Revo slots. So in fifth, fourth and third, it's the Revo slot, Datsun. And in ascending order, the fifth, number five, is the Red and White with the stars, blue, white stars on a blue stripe, which is a 1974 car, apparently. And it's not the prettiest one, I don't think. Number four is the Red and White one, the number 46 from 1972. And number three is the Blue and White one, which I think is the pretty one, at number 35. So, Revo slot, new car, three liveries, boom. You know, half of the top 10 almost filled up. Thoughts on Revo slot Datsuns?
I don't have any. I'm colder than cold, when it comes to Revo slot Datsuns.
Colder than a metal chassis. Yeah.
That's been left in the freezer overnight.
I'll bet they go very well, because those little 2 litre saloon things do go very well. But you know, anyway. Number two, another Revo slot. Somewhat of a surprise, this one. It's a Corvette C5R, but not the yellow ones, which I would have thought, and not the number three, which I would have thought is the real hot trot one, but the blue and white number 35 from 1972 Le Mans. So
1972?
Black and blue, sorry. Black and silver. I'm reading the wrong line. It's a Revo slot Corvette C5R in black and silver from 1999.
I can sort of see why that's an attractive livery. It's been done before by Fly. In fact, only, I think, the yellow number three from the 2001 Daytona 24 was not done by Fly. Because of licensing issues, which presumably...
Yeah, you said this to me slot. The other day, and I may be wrong. I've got a recollection I've got one, a Fly.
They certainly did the number two, but I don't think they ever did the number three, because it was the car shared by Dale Earnhardt Sr., NASCAR legend, seven-time champion, and his son, Dale Earnhardt Jr. It was the only time that they raced together in that Daytona 24 Hours, and a few weeks later, at Daytona, Dale Sr. was killed in the Daytona 500. So it's a landmark car. It was one that father and son thoroughly enjoyed driving, and it's got the number three on the side and on the top, in the font used by Dale Sr., which is now the property of his widow, who is an extremely forceful defender of her rights and assets. So Revo Slot has either done a nifty deal there, congratulations to them, or it will have a letter in the post by about 5 o'clock today.
Maybe this explains why the cars are 80 quid a pop or whatever.
Something better.
Anyway, we've finally got to it. So, number one, I wouldn't say in Britain. I'm going to, because I've Pendle sell abroad as well. So, quite, it could be more than just in Britain. But for the purposes of excitement, number one in Britain, top selling slot car this week is the Skeletric New York Taxi, the big yellow thing.
Which suggests to me that there is quite a gap between the number one and number two bestseller this week.
Well, about 40 quid as well.
it's good for them. It's a novel thing. Looking at the socials, those people who have invested in them seem pretty happy with them. So, great. Well done, yeah. Margate.
Well done. We should have said in with a bullet, shouldn't we? Because it's just been launched and it's number one. I've missed the... See, I'm too new to this chart. We'll get better. Anyway. So, thank you again to Pendle for sending through that data. They haven't told me how long it took them to compile. I hope it was a relatively few keystrokes, but whatever it was, thank you very much. And we're going to try and do this regularly. So, thanks for listening, and we'll be back soon. Bye.
Take care. Have a good weekend.